Ryan Zinke, Kabul in Danger of Becoming an American Killing Field. By Christina Wong on August 20, 2021. Former Interior Secretary and Navy SEAL veteran Ryan Zinke, R., warned Friday that due to President Joe Biden's ineptitude, the Afghanistan capital of Kabul is in danger of becoming an American killing field. Kabul is now in danger of becoming an American killing field. President Biden's ineptness has enabled the Taliban the capacity to shut down the small Kabul airport and hold hostage or slaughter every troop and citizen, he said in a statement. An estimated 11,000 Americans are trapped in Afghanistan after the Taliban's sudden takeover of the country over the weekend. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said the U.S. military does not have the capability to leave the Kabul airport and collect Americans safely. In addition, tons of American weapons that were intended for the Afghan military have fallen into Taliban hands, including aircraft, vehicles, drones, guns, ammunition, and other items. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has sent evolving messages to Americans trapped in Afghanistan throughout the debacle, telling them to shelter in place, and then to try to make their way to the airport with no security or protection, even as the Taliban have the airport surrounded. Zinke added, "We are surrounded, outnumbered, and outgunned by the weapons we left behind. The Taliban is already going door to door in the city and killing anyone they find. The Biden administration's shelter in place is tantamount to wait to be killed. Perhaps Iran can lend them a nuke that Obama gave them, or perhaps another terrorist payoff of $1.4 billion cash. Commander in weakness. Pathetic." Zinke, who was a commander for a Navy SEAL team, added, "Pray for our troops. Pray for our American brothers and sisters stranded behind enemy lines. Pray for our allies." Zinke, a former member of the House before joining the Trump administration, is running for a congressional seat for Montana's 2nd District in the 2022 election. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.